KOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM present The Talk of Emporia, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
And welcome to the Friday edition of the Talk of Emporia, KVOE, AM 1400, 96.9 FM. Ron Thomas hosting today. Thanks for tuning in. Our Talk of Emporia programs brought to you by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Enjoy great tasting barbecue dinner specials Monday through Saturday. Bobby D's, where it's always all about the meat. And by Newman Regional Health, offering more medical specialties and convenience than ever. Newman Regional Health. We are going to be talking about Bloomhouse Youth Services today, and Bloomhouse Youth Services Director Clara Korn is with us in studio. Clara, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. We appreciate that.
I appreciate being here.
Well, in just talking to you before the program, there is a lot going on at Bloomhouse, and so a lot of things to touch on, so let's get right to the program. Let's kind of do an overview first, Clara, of Bloomhouse and the services you provide in your mission there.
Thank you. Yeah, Bloomhouse is a 24/7, 365 staffed and open drop-in center and shelter for runaway, homeless, and at-risk youth. We have both shelter and prevention services, and our services include art therapy, case management, food pantry as well as prepared meals, hygiene closet, clothing closet, laundry and shower services, and access to computers and life skills education, and just a safe place to be. Oh, fiduciary services. I always forget a couple things. But just a safe place to be 24/7, 365, and connection to other resources in our community as well, because youth who are at risk or currently homeless or runaway often don't know about all the resources available to them, and so we can help in that way as well by connecting them to other organizations.
So as far as the youth here in the area, what kind of numbers are you seeing, or have you seen, let's say, over the past year?
Oh, gosh, I didn't bring those with me. But if you go to our website,
you can ballpark it.
Yeah, bloomhouseks.org, you'll see our 2022 and 2023 numbers. We update that every year. Okay. And I have seen an increase in both shelter and drop-in center usage, particularly drop-in center usage. A lot of what we do is prevention services, and our drop-in center is busy every single day. I would bet that there are youth in the drop-in center right now. We have one current youth in shelter, and I would bet money we have more in the drop-in center.
So what happens at the drop-in? What do you mean by drop-in, and what are the services that are provided at the drop-in shelter?
Thanks for asking. All the services I mentioned before are provided for the drop-in center youth as well as youth in shelter. And our drop-in center is open 24/7, 365, and always staffed with caring adults. So that if you, let's say you're not homeless or running away, but things are tense at home and you've gotten into an argument or a fight with family members, or you are lacking something like utility services at home and you need a place to study or do your homework or take a shower or access food because you don't have food at home. We have all of those services. The entire thing that we have at Bloomhouse is a basic center program. And a basic center program is a particular model from the Family and Youth Services Bureau, which is our main funding source, which provides for basic needs for teenagers in need. And so we cover all basic needs that teens may have.
So you've seen a lot of activity with your drop-in services then?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have like over 460 hot meals in one quarter.
Oh, wow.
I remember that number was really striking. And that's up from previous. Oh, I just closed.
So there is a lot of food insecurity, you're saying?
Yes, we're seeing a lot of food insecurity particularly. And food costs do go up. We see that with our own budget, that food costs continue to rise. And we know that there are a lot of families struggling out there who have to choose between food and rent, or water bill and rent, and keeping a roof over the head and then trying to scrape together food is sometimes what families do. And then we try to make sure that all of our families in our area who are struggling with food insecurity know that we're here, we're non-judgmental, we have food to give them, and we don't ask for proof of income. We're very much focused on no barriers. So if someone comes and they say that they don't have enough food at home, we trust them.
So basically, Not a lot of paperwork to go through then for those who need the services? They just kind of show up?
Absolutely. And then once youth want to enroll in our program for like prevention and case management and art therapy, which is a weekly thing that they can take part in for free, all of our services are completely free to families and the youth and their families. But once they, if they want to enroll in that, then they can take part more frequently on a regular basis and get those kind of services scheduled. But honestly, they can just show up whenever they want to show up, whenever they need to, for any of our basic needs. The goal is to be 100% free and accessible.
So what about shelter insecurity? Do you see a lot of that too?
We
with,
do.
With youth?
One of the tricky things about youth and shelter insecurity is that part of our strategic outreach plan going forward is to better reach youth who are not in school and have dropped out or have been expelled and are homeless. They are the hardest ones to reach. So we've been looking at what we know by reports in the Kansas area, and we know that there is some, I think it was like 680 approximately, because I can't remember the exact number top of my mind right now, but that were reported as runaways in Kansas in the last year. Now, we know there are other runaways who aren't reported, and we know that there are homeless and couch surfing teens who aren't reported. And couch surfing teens may not even realize that they are actually homeless. And if they're in a situation where they're couch surfing and it's not really a safe environment, sometimes it isn't, we want to make sure that we reach them. And so we're engaging in a lot more outreach in this coming year, starting in the late summer and fall, to go to more of our rural communities, which have even less resources and less transportation to Emporia, and to our surrounding counties that we serve, to really address this need in a way that, like, we need to have our information, and not only in gas stations and in schools and with the homeless liaisons in schools, as we do, but in coffee shops, 24/7 diners, restaurants, rest stops, gosh, even bars, because while they're under 18, I know that not every place is on the up and up and really cards their patrons. So we want to be everywhere we can be, especially for vulnerable teens that are out of reach. So we're seeing higher numbers reported at the statewide level, and so we're adjusting our outreach goals.
So is that your outreach strategy then for the most part right now?
Yeah, to really focus on the most reached youth. We have seen increased numbers in our shelter too. Our first year, I think we had just slightly over double shelter stays the second year, and so we're anticipating that to continue.
So how do most of these youth find you? Obviously you talked to them, and how did you hear about us? How did you get here?
Yeah, I would say there's about three different ways that happens. There's self-referral, where they've just Googled teen shelter or youth shelter, and then they just show up. There's also kind of word of mouth within that same self-referral, word of mouth, or they Google us and we come up. We've also received youth who've been kicked out and their parents direct them to us. And then we work with the family to reconcile. And we have had referrals from other agencies like SOS, Crosswinds, and so forth.
So you do get some referrals in for some agencies?
Oh, yeah, and the school district.
I was going to say a school district is on board with this. I mean,
we work really closely with our homeless liaison. That's just a really crucial relationship.
All right. Again, Clara Korn, who's the Bloomhouse Youth Services Director, is with us on the Talk of Emporia. Let's take our first break, and we'll be back with more of the Friday edition of the Talk of Emporia right after this.
Newman Regional Health wants you to get the most from your health care in Emporia. Our surgeons have the experience and expertise to provide procedures using state-of-the-art robot-assisted surgeries like gallbladder, knee replacement, and hernia repair. All pre- and post-diagnostics, advanced imaging, and follow-up appointments are provided locally in the comfort of our community. Ask your favorite doctor or find us online. Newman Regional Health, achieving healthy goals.
Dining out tonight or wanting food to go? How about Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue? Home of the best smoked meats, from ribs to brisket to pulled pork and more. Plenty of sides to choose from, including their famous cheesy potatoes. Enjoy tonight's dinner special, the prime rib dinner, specially seasoned and slowly smoked to perfection. Served with a baked potato or french fries, a side salad, and dinner roll. Choose from three different cuts. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat.
Join Ron Thomas and Chuck Samples Monday through Friday at 7:15 for the Newsmaker segment. A different guest and topic daily on KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
And welcome back to the Friday edition of the Talk of Emporia. Ron Thomas hosting. Bloomhouse is our topic today, and we're with Bloomhouse Youth Services Director Clara Korn today. Clara, again, it's good to have you here. Funding. Obviously, Clara, you're busy. You're 24/7. You have to rely on funding, and it is what, federal funding that basically is the backbone right now?
Absolutely. Our primary funding comes from the Family and Youth Services Bureau, which is under the Department of Health and Human Services, and then we match that with local funding and other donations from individuals and organizations, and could not do it without all these. Our federal fund funding grant is due this evening, and I'm on track to get it turned in after our chat.
Due this evening. Pressure on, right?
Pressure on.
So this is an annual renewal?
That's right. As an annual renewal for a 3-year period. So that's kind of a tricky thing to say.
It is.
Every 3 years, it's
competitive. I was going to ask you to unscramble that. Okay.
Yeah. Every three years, it's competitive. And then within that 3-year period, it's a non-competitive grant where you still have to renew every year and show your progress and your goals for the following year. And we have some big goals this time.
So are we in the competitive year of this cycle then?
We are. And I've attacked this grant with a perfectionist's eye, so I can't wait to get it turned in, and then I'll get a nap.
So I bet. So this is this pretty extreme as far as getting everything filled out and making sure there are no mistakes made, right?
Absolutely. Double-checking my math, double-checking my spelling. Phew.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you have to be specific. You know, you're dealing with lives here and young people, so that's something that this funding comes from. They want to make sure that these dollars are being used the way that you say they're going to be used, so we can understand why things have to be perfect.
Absolutely.
You know, when they come in. And so you get the application in, funding. How many dollars are we talking about here, Clara?
Well, we are shooting for the moon, you know, because that's the only way that you can get there. So we are asking for $250,000 this time around. It's an increase from the $150,000 that we've asked for previously, but we'd really like to be able to employ more staff since we are 24/7, 365 open. We really rely heavily on our volunteers and interns, and oh boy, do we love them. If you're listening out there and thinking about an internship or volunteer or position, we'd love to have you. But it's a lot. And so to have more paid staff, I think, is really quite crucial, especially when engaging in a more more outreach in the, in the future. So we need to have more staff, more outreach, more activity.
So specifically, what kind of positions? You mentioned outreach, but specifically, what would they be doing? What do you exactly need?
Well, we need more people to do case management with youth, help them reach their goals, help them reach more services. We're looking at potentially hiring an LPC to expand our mental health services. We currently have an art therapist, a registered art therapist, and if we're able to have a therapy team, then that's all the more good that we can do. And we're looking at a part-time data entry position just to help us make sure that we are doing those regular data quality checks without having that take up so much time of another position, so that we can spread out the work, decrease things like burnout, which is so high, and the social services, and just add to our team.
I can see where it can get stressful, I would assume, at times.
Absolutely, especially if you've got a plan in place for your day and then there's a crisis situation. So, well, that plan goes out the window and you handle the crisis, which that's just part of par for the course with the social services with teenagers in need.
Sure. So, Clara, how many people do you employ right now at Bloomhouse?
Right now we have 5 positions, 2 part-time case managers, full-time art therapist, full-time program manager, and a part-time director. And we are currently in the midst of our interview process for one of those part-time case manager positions.
So you mentioned volunteers and interns. What specifically As far as the type of positions, do you have that would work for a volunteer or an intern?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. I always forget to phrase it just so. Really, we want to hear from you about what skills you have to bring to Bloomhouse, because we can tailor an internship or a volunteer position around the skills that you bring. Say you're an excellent cook, and so you want to do you want to cook meals for the youth that we have. We do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Or maybe you want to teach them cooking skills or sewing skills. Or perhaps you are fluent in Spanish or another language and want to help us translate our materials or teach that as a class to our youth. We're always looking for more life skills education. Or if you just are a caring person and you think, you know, I just want to be there in the center and pick a few hours a day and hang out and be there in case someone just needs a kind person to talk to.
So if there are folks out there who want to volunteer, intern, are there any, what's the process? Are there any background checks to go through here?
Oh, absolutely, yes. You will need to have a background check, a DCF background check, and fingerprinting, you know, KBI, and the whole works. We want to make sure that we have a really safe environment. And so if you're interested in interning or volunteering, you'll go through a DCF background check and fingerprinting process, which does include a little drive up to Topeka, but there's cool things to do in Topeka while you're there. Unless we have if we have more than 10 who sign up at once, we'll get them to come to us. And then once that background check is cleared, it's about 25 hours of training, just so you get really a good look at what we do and how it works and the ins and outs of the whole process. But the entire thing is done online. We have videos, modules, quizzes, and so you can do that in the drop-in center while you're there.
All right. Renewal grants. You mentioned that the deadline is later on this evening. You'll be ready to fire that off later on this afternoon, and you're asking for $250,000. I don't want to be a negative here, but you're probably going to get something, I would assume.
You know, I would hope thinking, so. We've been making good progress past 3 years, and we are the only basic center program in the state of Kansas. So I hope so. But, I mean, you know, if not, I always think of my worst-case scenarios.
Is that?
We would get real creative because the need is there, and we would be like, okay, well, what possible resources can we look at? Are there programmatic changes that we would need to make? We don't want this service to ever go away. So we would not just close up our doors, but rather look at ways we could adjust for other funding sources because it's needed.
It sounds like it is. You see a lot of and help a lot of kids, and that has to be gratifying work, you know, as far as that goes, right?
It really is. It's very, very fulfilling. I mentioned the burnout is really high in social services, and it is, but it attracts passionate people who really care about what we're doing. And so let's say you have a really bad day and it's just, you've seen some tough things. You've heard about some, you know, abuse experiences that kids have faced, and it's hard not to take that home sometimes. But then you also have the days where you see just, you know, what that impact is, and you're actually, we've saved lives, and we know that we have. And so that's very fulfilling.
So how long before you hear from the federal government on whether your grant is accepted or not?
Well, based on past award times, we expect that to be like late summer, early fall.
Well, that's not the only way that Bloomhouse gets their funding. They have fundraisers going on, and they have a couple of things we want to share with you. So stay tuned, and we'll talk about some really neat activities and fundraisers coming up with Bloomhouse right after we take this break. And we're back after this with more of today's Talk of Emporia on KVOE.
Dining out tonight or wanting food to go? How about Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue? Home of the best smoked meats from ribs to brisket to pulled pork and more. Plenty of sides to choose from, including their famous cheesy potatoes. Enjoy tonight's dinner special, the prime rib dinner, specially seasoned and slowly smoked to perfection. Served with a baked potato or french fries, a side salad, and dinner roll. Choose from three different cuts. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat.
Newman Regional Health wants you to get the most from your health care in Emporia. Our surgeons have the experience and expertise in state-of-the-art robot-assisted surgeries, minimally invasive surgeries, and traditional open procedures. All pre- and post-diagnostics, advanced imaging, and follow-up appointments are provided here in the comfort of our community. Ask your favorite doctor or find us online. Newman Regional Health, achieving healthy goals.
We want you to feel good. Tune in for Feel Good Friday.
Making you feel good.
Friday after the local news during the 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. hours on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
And welcome back to the Friday edition of the Talk of Emporia. Ron Thomas hosting here, KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Pleased to be joined today by Clara Korn and the fine work that they do at Bloom House. Clara is the Bloom House Youth Services Director. And they are a busy place helping a lot of youth. And Clara was talking about the renewal grant and how much hard work has went into preparing all the information from that that will be sent off here this afternoon and hopefully a positive return from that federal opportunity. But we want to talk about some fundraising and some Bloom House activities coming up. And big event, Clara, it looks like at the Granada Theater here in a couple of weeks. What's going on?
Oh, that is going to be so much fun. This is Pride Through the Ages. We always try to have a really great Pride event and during Pride Month. LGBTQ plus youth do make up 40% of the homeless youth population, and that is drastically larger than LGBTQ youth making up in the general population of youth. And so we are always loudly and proudly openly LGBTQ plus friendly. Not all shelters are, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
All federally funded shelters are, but there are a lot of other privately funded ones, and they don't have to abide by those rules. And so youth who are homeless and LGBTQ often are very hesitant. They want to make sure that it's a safe place to be because they may have experienced unsafe environments. Excuse me. So Pride Through the Ages is going to be a really fun party and also a fundraiser because all of the ticket sales and proceeds from the silent auction will go towards our fire system upgrade project. And it's just going to be a blast. I hope everybody listening out there can join us. It's, I almost said January. Oh, my goodness. June. June 21st from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Granada Theater. It is going to include it's $30 per ticket, or if you get two at once, you save $10. That's two for $50, and your ticket gets you two drinks at the Granada, alcoholic or non-alcoholic, and we'll have charcuterie boards at each table. There'll be dancing, music, a scavenger hunt, LGBTQ plus trivia. And because the theme is Pride Through the Ages, we really encourage you to dress up in your favorite decade because LGBTQ plus people have been with us in every stage of human civilization. It's not new. So come dressed up in the roaring 20s if you want or the groovy 70s.
Okay, again, June 21st from 8 until 11, fun night.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an absolute blast. It's the day before the Pride Parade, and there's other Pride activities that same day, so just make it a weekend.
Yeah, 8 until 11, so where can we get our tickets?
You can get your tickets first off, you're going to see posters all over town, and they have a handy-dandy QR code, so you can just get those right there on your phone. You can also go to bloomhouseks.org and click on our link tree, and you'll see the link to the tickets right there.
All right. And again, you can $30 per ticket, or you can get two for $50.
Absolutely.
And save yourself some money. You mentioned, Clara, this is fundraising for your fire system upgrade. What needs to be upgraded there?
Well, we are getting installed a sprinkler system and a fire alarm that is connected to the sprinkler system. Currently, we have a really robust fire safety system, but we don't have those two pieces. We have smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors in every room. Our upstairs rooms have drop ladders in case of fire from each window. And our downstairs rooms have walk-up egress open windows to just walk out. But we do need these two more things, and we are looking to fundraise in a lot of different ways, both through grants, fundraising donation letters sent out to generous individuals and organizations, and fundraising events like this one.
Bloom House Youth Services, Pride Through the Ages fundraiser, Granada Theater, June 21st from 8 until 11. Get your tickets and be a part of this fun fundraiser coming up later on this month. Also, You're doing something called Take Charge Tuesdays. What is that all about?
Oh, thank you for asking. Our Take Charge Tuesdays are a lot of fun. We have weekly recreational, psychotherapeutic, and educational activities throughout the year. But tutoring, tacos, oh my gosh, Tuesday tacos and tutoring. I get tongue-tied. Tuesdays tacos and tutoring in the academic year changes to Take Charge Tuesdays during the summer.
Okay.
We focus on life skills education, and each week has something different. Last week, we had the Street Cats Club. Victoria Partridge came out and talked about responsible cat ownership and had some adoptable kittens for the kids to play with. It was an absolute blast.
Wow.
And then we have coming up our case manager, Noah Eppens, who is absolutely fantastic, is really spearheading these and has found us really excellent speakers to come each week. We have clothes mending and how to use basic tools safely.
Clothes mending, mm-hmm. Huh? Nice.
Severe weather preparedness and basic first aid. Not a certification, but general stuff that teens may need to know. Goal planning. And Kansas Works has already been out for one presentation and will be coming out for two more on employable skills and being aware of your digital footprint because it lasts forever.
Boy, great educational opportunities provided there.
And always with a meal involved as well.
Well, that's great. So, Clara, people would like more information about Bloomhouse and how they could help or just learn more about what you do and the people you serve. How can they get that information?
All kinds of ways. You can call us at 620-208-1199, 24/7. You can also find us at bloomhouseks.org. That's KS for Kansas. And you can find us at BloomhouseKS everywhere online. We are not super active on Twitter or X, as it's called now, but we are there trying to learn how to be more active in that area. Very active on Facebook. We get a lot of communication there as well. Instagram. We even have a TikTok. We're everywhere. Bloomhouse KS.
So you've got, you're using a lot of social media platforms then?
Absolutely. It's a great way to reach teens, and depending on which ones they like to use the most, it's a good way for them to reach us if they are in need of services.
Well, it's very important and positive work.
Thank you.
That you're doing to help the youth here, not only in Emporia, but the surrounding area, because you're serving, I think, not just the city of Emporia, but
the whole state of Kansas.
Yeah, anyone who needs these services, you are there.
Yeah, we've had youth come from as far away as Junction City, Lawrence, Wichita, and even Oklahoma.
Well, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And keep us posted on how things are going. And
we sure will.
We hope you have a great night with Pride Through the Ages coming up here. Big night, big fundraiser for Bloomhouse is raising money for the fire system upgrade. And you can see these posters all over town and use that QR code. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a big night, June 21st, 8 until 11 at the Granada Theater. Clara, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Always good to talk to you. Clara Korn, who's the Bloomhouse Youth Services Director, joining us on the Talk of Emporia this morning, brought to you by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Enjoy great-tasting barbecue dinner specials Monday through Saturday. Bobby D's, where it's all about the meat. And by Newman Regional Health, offering more medical specialties and convenience than ever. Newman Regional Health. We're back with another Talk of Emporia Monday, 11:05 here on KVOE Live and Local.
AM 1400 KVOE Emporia, 96.9 FM K245 BQ Emporia.